Hello, and welcome to the Heroes of IT podcast brought on by Automox. If you're new here, the Heroes of IT podcast follows some of Automox's IT heroes to talk about IT, endpoint management, all things automation. And this week we are focusing on the concept of maturity journeys, how to reach maturity in your IT and IT operations journey, which is obviously no small feat. So we have brought on our guest, Zach Turner from Degreed. Welcome, Zach. I'm glad to have you here today.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Why don't you give our audience a little idea of what Degreed does as a company and also what you do for them?
Sure. So Degreed is a learning experience platform. We have clients all over the place to use our software to enhance their employee learning, keep track of all those things. And I work in IT as a systems administrator here. I've been here for about 5 years, so... yeah, I do pretty much everything IT.
Awesome. Great. So let's get into it. Let's talk basics on IT and IT operations and cyber maintenance. In your opinion, what is the bare bones of what you need to get started?
Getting started in new IT operations and cyber, I would say definitely clear roles and responsibilities, standard operating procedures and processes, just basic security measures like firewalls, antivirus, strong password policies, things of that nature, patching, obviously, monitoring, data backup, and, you know, just building relationships with colleagues, stakeholders in other departments, and also outside vendors as well. I think that's pretty much what you would need to get started, basically.
Yeah, definitely. I think something that has opened my eyes since working at Automox, obviously, we love IT, we're all things IT. And I think something that's unique about us as a company is the rest of our organization, sales, marketing, product, they all have such a close relationship with our IT people. And the way that it's changed my view on security and passwords and, you know, updating my systems, it's really interesting what those little relationships can do for a company.
Yeah, definitely. And if it's a good relationship, it's a lot easier to get all the work done and make sure everyone is good to go.
Yeah, definitely. It always helps to see IT as the good guys and not the guys that want to disrupt the middle of your day by making you restart your computer.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to do that. We don't have enough time in our days. So.
Yeah, for sure. I know that you mentioned that you've worked for Degreed for 5 years and that tracks you at pre-pandemic IT. I'd love to get your opinion on what has changed over the course of pre-pandemic IT to now, if that has any impacts on, you know, on-premise versus cloud software and how that's kind of formed your opinion over time.
Sure. So with where I'm at right now, our company was pretty much remote before the pandemic. They've always promoted, you know, work wherever, however, as long as you get the work done, that type of fast going work. But going from where I previously worked, more like on-prem traditional IT, where Active Directory is hosted in the building or somewhere, it's been a pretty big shift, and I've seen a lot of different companies moving from more of a traditional on-premise solution to like a hybrid or cloud. And honestly, I think it's for the better. It's a lot more scalable and it's easier to troubleshoot as, you know, the world has moved from, the traditional, in office, in chairs there to more spread out across the globe, like our company is. It's a lot more scalable in my opinion, and I welcome it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I'm going to give you a hypothetical. Say that you're starting from scratch with endpoint management. where do you start? What do you set to accomplish in 6 months, in 9 months, in a year? And why are you picking those goals? Like, what makes them so important to the goal of endpoint management?
Sure. Starting out within 6 months, my goals would be to create processes, establish procedures, just get a good handle on the environment, what it looks like, what tools are out there, what people are going to be using, endpoints and equipment, like if they're using a laptop from home or if they're in an office with a desktop, things like that, routers, firewalls in offices, and just things of those natures, that nature. And within a year, I would say just building out those established processes, procedures with identified pain points, whether it's from things that the IT department is seeing or from users putting up and complaining about, things like that. Building off that to, you know, mitigate any potential threats, vulnerabilities by patching, promoting more of that cross-functional collaboration, like I was saying before, with stakeholders in different departments. Aside from that, I would say probably just enhancing employees' learning, whether it's outside the IT department or within. There's always something changing with technology, so it's good for IT team members to stay ahead of it and be more proactive rather than reactive. Just from there, benchmarking maturity against industry standards, just making sure that you're doing everything you can to stay up to date with those standards that are always changing.
Yeah, definitely. As to your first point of finding out what's actually living in your environment, I feel like you occasionally hear horror stories of people coming into a company and there's an entire cache of laptops that they didn't know about, and, you know, random computers that haven't been turned on in a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you never know what's lurking there.
Yeah, definitely.
Powered up in a couple of years.
Yeah, and getting back to my the first talking point with basics on cyber maintenance, getting a good asset management policy in place is pretty key, because trying to go back through and figure out what's out there a year down the road is painful, speaking from experience.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like that kind of lends a little bit into reporting as well, and having clear reports of what's living where in your environment and who has certain, you know, third-party software and who has the older Macs and things like that, that once you actually have visibility into it, it's a game changer for how you do your workflows moving forward.
For sure. Yeah.
In your opinion, what differentiates a space from being not very mature to extremely mature, ready to tackle, you know, big projects, ready to respond very quickly to new vulnerabilities that have come out? What are some differences that you see in those teams?
There's a few things. There's always going to be a lot of things that differentiates that, but I would say the top probably three would be strategy and alignment. In not very mature environments, there is a lack of clear alignment between, you know, IT and other stakeholders, like the rest of the business and their goals. But in a more mature environment, IT is more strategically aligned to support those goals, the business's goals. And, you know, just have that base level support.
I know a couple of times you've mentioned bringing in those key stakeholders. Who are some key contacts, in your opinion, for people in IT to try and cultivate across their company?
Definitely product and marketing departments, sales for sure, because, you know, they talk more outside of the organization than other departments. And I would also say the engineering teams is another, probably the biggest one. Just making sure that they have what they need. As far as like agile speed goes, where they need to push out fixes really quick, get those out there to clients. But also just making sure that they're doing things securely rather than just pushing things out to push them out, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Are there any blogs or Reddit threads or, you know, LinkedIn pages that you follow to stay on top of things and to be in the know about, you know, fixes or new ways to do things?
Yeah, I follow a bunch of different things, but as far as like people specifically, I follow more of the cyber side, the security side. John Hammond's a big one. I really enjoy watching his videos where he breaks down like malware and things of that nature. Gerald Auger, he's an awesome resource that I haven't been following him for too long, but I've recently found him within the last year. And he's been great. Quite a few subreddits, but probably the biggest one is the sysadmin subreddit, because it's where a lot of us are. We live. And just different threat feeds like Rapid7 and, of course, Automox. I follow Automox pretty closely.
I swear I wasn't trying to get that to be like a shameless plug. I talk to our community and social media manager a lot, and she's always looking for new Reddit threads. I think we also live on the sysadmin Reddit to see what's happening out in the world and to get a taste of the waters. So
it's a good resource.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely have to recommend her those guys that you mentioned earlier. I'm sure she'll love to take a look at their videos.
Definitely.
Okay, awesome. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our time together. If anyone who is watching is interested in learning more about Automox, hearing a couple more of our customer stories, you can always check out automox.com/resources. If you're interested in hearing more about our customers and their journeys and the incredible things that they've accomplished, you can check out automox.com/customers, and you'll get to hear a lot more from them as well. Zach, thank you so much for participating today. It was great to have you.
Definitely. It was a pleasure.